Postpartum Psychiatric Disorders by Dr. Balan. Introduction. The birth of a child is often seen as a joyful and transformative experience. However, for many women, the postpartum period can also bring significant emotional and psychological challenges. Postpartum psychiatric disorders refer to a range of mental health conditions that occur after childbirth, affecting a woman's thoughts, feelings, and behavior. These conditions can vary in severity, from mild mood disturbances to severe psychiatric illness, and may profoundly impact both the mother and her child's well-being. Understanding these disorders is essential for timely diagnosis, support, and effective treatment. Types of postpartum psychiatric disorders. Postpartum blues, baby blues. This is the most common and mildest form of mood disturbance after childbirth. It affects up to 70 to 80% of new mothers. Symptoms typically begin within the first week after delivery and include mood swings, tearfulness, irritability, anxiety, sleep disturbance, and difficulty concentrating. These symptoms usually resolve independently within 2 weeks without requiring medical treatment. While generally self-limiting, the baby blues may be a risk factor for developing more serious postpartum conditions. Postpartum depression, PPD, postpartum depression affects approximately 10 to 15% of mothers. It typically develops within the first few weeks to months after delivery, but can occur any time during the first year postpartum. Symptoms include persistent sadness, hopelessness, fatigue, loss of interest in previously enjoyed activities, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, difficulty bonding with the baby, appetite or sleep disturbances, and in severe cases, thoughts of self-harm or harming the baby. Unlike baby blues, postpartum depression requires clinical intervention, often involving psychotherapy, medication, such as antidepressants, or both. Untreated PPD can impair a mother's ability to care for her child and may negatively affect the child's emotional and cognitive development. Postpartum anxiety disorders. Anxiety disorders during the postpartum period are increasingly recognized and may occur independently or alongside depression. Types include generalized anxiety disorder, panic disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, and post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. Symptoms may include excessive worrying about the baby's health, intrusive thoughts, compulsive behaviors, for example, repeated checking, panic attacks, restlessness, and physical symptoms such as palpitations or dizziness. Postpartum OCD is characterized by unwanted, distressing thoughts, often related to harming the baby, and compulsive actions to neutralize these thoughts. Importantly, these mothers are usually highly distressed by their thoughts and unlikely to act on them. Treatment may include cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, relaxation techniques, and medication when necessary. Postpartum psychosis. This is a rare but extremely severe psychiatric emergency that affects approximately 1 to 2 in 1,000 postpartum women. It usually develops within the first 2 weeks after childbirth, often abruptly. Symptoms include confusion, hallucinations, delusions, often involving the baby, severe mood swings, disorganized behavior, and impaired judgment. Women with a personal or family history of bipolar disorder or previous postpartum psychosis are at higher risk. Immediate hospitalization is often necessary to ensure the safety of both mother and child. Treatment includes antipsychotic medications, mood stabilizers, and close psychiatric monitoring. Risk factors. Several biological, psychological, and social factors increase the risk of postpartum psychiatric disorders. Biological factors, hormonal fluctuations, for example, estrogen and progesterone, sleep deprivation, thyroid dysfunction, psychiatric history, previous history of depression, bipolar disorder, anxiety, or postpartum psychiatric illness, obstetric complications, traumatic delivery, preterm birth, or complications affecting the baby, psychosocial factors, lack of social support, marital conflict, financial stress, history of trauma or abuse. Personality factors, perfectionism, high levels of self-criticism or low self-esteem, impact on mother and child. Postpartum psychiatric disorders can significantly affect both the mother and the child. Mother, reduced ability to bond with the baby, impaired functioning, increased risk of substance abuse, and in severe cases, suicidal or infanticidal thoughts. Infant, delayed cognitive, emotional, and social development, feeding and sleeping problems, increased risk of emotional insecurity. Early intervention can help prevent these negative outcomes and support healthy mother-infant bonding. Diagnosis and assessment. Early identification is crucial. Routine screening for depression and anxiety using tools like the Edinburgh Postnatal Depression Scale, EPDS, is recommended during postnatal visits. A comprehensive assessment includes a detailed clinical interview, mental status examination, assessment of risk factors, and evaluation of the mother's support system. Collateral information from family members may be useful, especially when assessing for psychosis or severe depression. Treatment options. Treatment depends on the severity and type of disorder and should be individualized. Psychotherapy. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT. Effective for depression and anxiety. Interpersonal Therapy, IPT. Focuses on improving communication and relationships. Mother-infant therapy aims to strengthen bonding and attachment. Pharmacotherapy, antidepressants, for example SSR, is like sertraline or fluoxetine, are often used for moderate to severe depression and anxiety. Antipsychotics or mood stabilizers may be required in cases of postpartum psychosis. Medications should be carefully selected for breastfeeding mothers to minimize risk to the infant. Supportive measures, psychoeducation for both the mother and family, encouraging rest, proper nutrition, and sleep hygiene, mobilizing social support networks, parenting guidance and practical assistance with infant care. Hospitalization required for postpartum psychosis or when there is a risk to the mother or infant. Mother-baby units, where available, allow mothers to remain with their babies while receiving treatment. Prevention. Preventive strategies include education and awareness during antenatal visits. Identifying high-risk mothers, for example, those with prior psychiatric illness, and offering preventive counseling. Postpartum support programs and home visits by mental health professionals. Partner and family involvement in providing emotional and practical support. FAQs on postpartum psychiatric disorders. 1. What are postpartum psychiatric disorders? Postpartum psychiatric disorders are mental health conditions that occur after childbirth, affecting a mother's emotions, thoughts, and behavior. They range from mild conditions like baby blues to severe conditions such as postpartum depression and postpartum psychosis. 2. How are baby blues different from postpartum depression? Baby blues are mild, short-term mood changes that usually resolve within 2 weeks without treatment. Postpartum depression is more severe, lasts longer, and includes persistent sadness, low energy, and difficulty bonding with the baby, often requiring professional treatment. 3. What are the warning signs of postpartum psychosis? Warning signs include confusion, hallucinations, delusions, severe mood swings, and disorganized behavior. It is a medical emergency that requires immediate psychiatric care to ensure the safety of both mother and baby. 4. Can anxiety occur after childbirth? Yes. Postpartum anxiety is common and may include excessive worry, panic attacks, intrusive thoughts, and compulsive behaviors. It can occur alone or alongside postpartum depression. 5. What are the major risk factors for postpartum psychiatric disorders? Key risk factors include hormonal changes, sleep deprivation, previous mental health issues, lack of social support, stressful life events, and complications during pregnancy or childbirth. 6. Are postpartum psychiatric disorders treatable? Yes. Most conditions are treatable with psychotherapy, medications, and strong social support. Early diagnosis and timely intervention significantly improve recovery and help ensure healthy mother-child bonding. Conclusion. Postpartum psychiatric disorders are common yet often underdiagnosed and undertreated. Recognizing the spectrum from baby blues to postpartum psychosis is essential for timely intervention and support. With early detection, compassionate care, and appropriate treatment, most women can recover fully and establish a healthy relationship with their child. Maternal mental health is vital for the mother's well-being, the optimal development of her child, and the overall harmony of the family unit. Further reading: Panic Disorder, Anxiety, Self-Help, Recognizing Depressive Disorder, Obsessive-Compulsive Disorder, OCD. How does psychotherapy work? Physical symptoms of anxiety, thyroid and psychiatric disorder. Psychological symptoms of anxiety,